Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a federal lawsuit on behalf of Romanian churches against Illinois. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This case is a very unique case because of the pastors and many of the congregants involved in the Romanian church, because for many of them, their first day of freedom was on Christmas Day 1989, which is actually the first day of freedom that Harry Mehet, our chief litigation counsel, actually experienced freedom having grown up in communist Romania. These pastors, Holly, they're used to being arrested in Romania for preaching off the government's approved script. Now, in this adopted country, America, that they love, where they never thought they would face this kind of situation, they face the risk of arrest for preaching off the prescribed script of the state of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago, because they want to tell all the churches in the state of Illinois the manner and form of worship and all the details about how they should do that. And if they don't comply, including with number limitations, they will be arrested, criminally charged, and fined. It's an unbelievable development of events, and that's why the narrative of this case, our clients, two Romanian churches, is just so powerful and really illustrates what's happening in this country.
You know, I sometimes think that freedom is not as precious to us until we actually lose it. And I think of Harry, our lead attorney, who grew up in Romania, as you said. He watched his father being imprisoned several times just for preaching the gospel. They had police officers break into their house in the middle of the night looking for Bibles. So that living that under that kind of government heavy hand makes you really appreciate, you know, America and the freedom that we have. And that was his goal as a child, was to be an attorney and to represent religious freedom and to fight for it. And so he and these pastors understand what it's like to live under a communist regime.
Yeah, well, in these two cases, Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries, two churches that we represent, they're filled with Romanian legal immigrants who have immigrated legally from Romania. And they know the price of freedom because they know and they have experienced living in a communist country where they had no freedom.
And now they come to America and they're told, no, you can't meet as a church.
So the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, said that you cannot have more than 10 people, regardless if participants meet or exceed the appropriate social distancing and hygiene guidelines, and regardless of the size of the sanctuary. That's a key issue here. 10 people on every single church service or every church in Illinois. Now, there are lots and lots of different churches with different forms of worship in the state of Illinois. But it doesn't matter whether you have 50 seats or 5,000 seats, you can only have 10 people. And there is no similar restriction on the other secular gatherings. So it applies, the 10-person limit applies to all churches, including large churches that have multiple meeting venues, like the two churches in this particular case, Elim Church, one of our clients. They have a campus of approximately 40,000 square feet with 750 seats in its main auditorium and an additional 550 seats in overflow rooms for a total of 1,300 total seats. Logos Church has a campus of approximately 36,000 square feet with 425 seats in the main auditorium and 100 seats available in an overflow room. Yet, these two churches can only have 10 people.
That's absurd.
10 people. And their entire, so we're talking about, for Elim, has 750 seats in the main sanctuary, 550 seats in overflow. You could have maybe five people, or put all 10 if you want, in the sanctuary, and that's all you can have. And that includes the pastor, by the way. That includes
any
of your ushers. That's everybody.
That's crazy.
So if the pastor brought the pastor and his wife, you can only have eight more people.
Right.
And that may be one family. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. So these 10-person limits, this is the government telling church, one, how you have to worship. They're saying, well, you really need to go online. Well, it's not the government's place to tell any church that that's the form of worship that you have to do. That's fine if a church wants to add that or even do online. That's the church's choice, no question about that. But the government has no business telling a church this is the only mechanism by which you can have service. And if you want to have some in-person service, well, we'll give you a few crumbs, 10 people. Now, they also say, well, we'll eventually get to up to 50 people. 50 people. 50 people in a 750-seat sanctuary? 50 people in a 5,000-seat sanctuary?
And when will that happen?
Well, it's not going to happen until what he calls Phase 5, which is 12 to 18 months down the road. Now, why is it 12 to 18 months? Because it depends, he says, on when they would actually have a universally available vaccine, meaning, and this particular governor also, and the mayor of Chicago, they want to do contact tracing, testing, and isolation. They want to do the vaccines, and it's not going to be voluntary. It's no doubt going to be mandatory. And so what Chicago has actually done is they've actually deployed their own tracking app where you put it on your cell phone. Right now it's voluntary, and I put that in quotes, it's voluntary.
Now.
But they put it on your cell phone, and then they track your every single movement. So if, Holly, you came in contact close to someone who may have been designated as a COVID suspect, that would be a warning, and that would come up whenever you wanted to enter some other location that you have been near someone. I mean, this contact tracing is unbelievable.
Yeah, and this really has nothing to do with safety or health. This is about control.
It is. Now, if you go back to Timișoara, Romania, 1989, that's where Harry Mehet, Horatio Mehet, lived with his mom and dad, who was a pastor. And what happened in Romania is very familiar with all the Romanian people. They know it well. They either live through it or their relatives live through it. So in 1989, a pastor was arrested. That's nothing new in Romania back then. Pastors frequently got arrested. They got beaten. Some pastors, many today, that are in the United States as legal immigrants, pastoring churches, they still have the scars on their backs.
And they would shut down churches at will over there, yeah.
Shut down churches. This particular pastor in Timișoara, the town of where Harry grew up with his mom and dad, the pastor was arrested. And the people decided to pray outside of his home. They continued to pray. Eventually, more people came. That was the beginning of the revolution. And they shouted that they needed God. That was part of their chant. They wanted liberty. And 2 weeks later, they found liberty on Christmas Day when the government of Ceausescu, the communist leader, was overthrown.
Libertate
is what they wanted, is liberty. And these people came to America. Now, in our case, one of the pastors of Elam Church, the main pastor, he came just about a year and a half, 2 years before the overthrow. So it was still communist when he left, and he was able to leave to come to America. This is an amazing situation because this governor and the mayor think that they can tell you how to worship. Now, let's look at a case that we've won and other cases and the arguments that we've made and what the Department of Justice has said in filing in support of some of our cases. And that is the unequal treatment. Look, this virus doesn't have a preference between church or Walmart or Kmart. You know, it's not that smart that it's only going to attack people that come to churches. So when you look at Walmart, Kmart in Illinois, they have marijuana dispensaries, liquor stores, warehouse clubs, big box stores.
That they consider essential.
Super centers. Yeah, that they say they're all essential. Abortion
marijuana
clinics.
Dispensaries, yeah. Essential.
All essential. So you can go there and you can jam the parking lots, you can jam the stores with no problem, no 10-person limit. But my goodness, don't allow the same people to come into a church because that means only 10 total people. You can see the discriminatory nature of these orders.
Absolutely.
And so it's just nothing but control. So pray for the case. We are representing some of the Romanian churches in Romania. And of course, the case will ultimately affect not only Romanian churches, but all churches in Illinois. Pray for our case, as we have this case and many other cases where we're representing pastors all over the country. We're working in about 40 different states. We're doing telephone conferences with hundreds and hundreds of pastors every week. So many pastors are inquiring. I encourage you to go to our reopenchurch.org website, reopenchurch.org website. You can also get there directly by going to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.